With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Biden administration is emphasizing bipartisanship in the wake of the collapsed bridge in Baltimore.
Some Republicans in Congress are cool to the idea of the federal government paying for the reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge as proposed by President Biden. Asked about the possibility of GOP resistance, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said,
"You know, today this is happening in Baltimore. Tomorrow it could be your district, and we really need to stand together, red, blue, and purple, to get these things done."
Officials in Washington and Maryland say it's too soon to know the price tag of rebuilding the bridge. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also in SRNnews.com, Oklahoma was the scene of a highway bridge accident this weekend.
As crews worked to clear the wreckage from a Baltimore bridge collapse, authorities report another bridge accident this weekend in Oklahoma. Police say a barge on the Arkansas River south of Sallisaw, Oklahoma, struck a highway bridge on U.S. Highway 59. Traffic was halted for several hours as inspectors checked for possible damage. Once the bridge was cleared as safe, traffic was allowed back on the structure late in the day Saturday. Authorities are still investigating what caused the barge to hit the bridge, which crosses the river near the Oklahoma-Arkansas border. No injuries were reported. I'm Jackie Quinn.
One man was killed, five other people injured during a shooting inside a Nashville, Tennessee restaurant on Sunday afternoon. The city's police department says the shooting happened around 3 o'clock and began within minutes of the male suspect's arrival, when the suspect and the man who died got into an argument that significantly escalated within moments. Meanwhile, the NCAA Final Four has been set. Now we're down to going to Arizona. Final Four takes place August 6th. SRN News. A new look at faith in America.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that the only group of believers that is growing in this country is non-believers. 26% of Americans are religiously unaffiliated, up from 21% a decade ago. All faith groups are seeing declines in membership, with Catholics leading the way down. The poll does indicate that white evangelical Protestants are losing the least number of people, holding just about steady. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life groups in Croatia are urging the government to ban abortion. There are regular vigils outside clinics and marches that draw thousands. Abortion is legal, generally available in Croatia, but in 2003, doctors were granted the right to refuse to perform the procedure. And that's resulted in many women traveling to neighboring Slovenia, where the abortion laws are more liberal. This is SRN News. Got some good news for consumers.
Visa and MasterCard announced a settlement with U.S. merchants related to swipe fees, a development that could potentially save consumers tens of billions of dollars. Swipe fees are paid to Visa, MasterCard, and other credit card companies in exchange for enabling transactions. Merchants ultimately pass on those fees to consumers who use credit or debit cards. According to the settlement, Visa and MasterCard will cap the credit interchange fees into 2030, and the companies must negotiate the fees with merchant buying groups. John Scott reporting.
Kia is recalling more than 427,000 of its Telluride SUVs due to a defect that may cause the cars to roll away while parked. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the intermediate shaft and right front drive shaft of certain 2024 vehicles may not be fully engaged. SRN News.